Possibility that some circles were formed without the knowledge of the intended beneficiaries, and this is what compelled the office of the RDC to open up a general inquiry file in police. Last week, we chose to call the circle leaders for the municipality and the district. They were to show us how much money they got per circle, of course, and how that money was disbursed to the different associations, of course, that constitute circles. Shockingly, some circle leaders could not even explain, could not give us the names of the recipients of the money. In this case, you can call them payees. They did not have the names. I want to put it in a nutshell that the Emioga money, both in the municipality and the district, was grossly abused by those who were charged with the responsibility of giving out the money.